Hi everyone, welcome to Global Voice. My name is Jeff.
My name is Emily.
Today's article is titled Worshipping Death. So today we're going to be talking about this religious figure in Mexico who in the last 20 or so years, especially the last 15 years, has become increasingly popular, and there are now more and more people in Mexico who are starting to become followers of this religious figure known as Santa Muerte, or Saint Death. So Santa Muerte, aka Saint Death, is just this, what they call like a folk saint, that is connected to practicers of Catholicism in Mexico. And basically it's a saint that basically represents death, and a lot of people are building shrines for this figure. It's not officially recognized by the Catholic Church. In fact, as we'll mention, the Church has actually condemned this figure because of its association with the drug industry in Mexico, as well as just maybe the fear that this might be a false deity or something like that. So it's not consistent with the teachings of the Catholic Church, but increasingly a number of Catholics in Mexico are starting to turn to this figure for just spiritual fulfillment and stuff like that. But there's a lot of concern that this could be harmful both to the Catholic Church as well as to Mexican society. So the Mexican government has also condemned the what they're calling a cult about this figure, because of its connection to drugs or narco trafficking. A lot of drug dealers and criminals and stuff like that are starting to pray to, or you might say even worship, this figure, and it's just increasingly becoming associated with violence and other things like that. So this is all in a greater context of the fact that, as we say in the first sentence of this article, that Catholicism and religion as a whole are becoming less popular in North America. So obviously the Catholic Church is concerned about what this is doing to the Catholic faith in Mexico. And also there's all the other implications relating to violence and stuff like that. So, all right, this character, Santa Muerte, is relatively new. It seems like the first shrine opened in Mexico City in 2001. I tried to do some research about this, and this figure seems to have existed for at least 50 years or so, but its origins kind of date back to, or it's like certain traditions, ancient Mayan traditions, for example, different Mesoamerican traditions. So basically the idea is that in a lot of cases you'll have these people who convert to Catholicism at some point, and then these Catholic ideas and these traditional ideas sort of start to merge together, and they become this kind of combination. So this is pretty interesting. And the Catholic Church usually doesn't really care about that so much. It's just kind of like, as long as it's not openly against the teachings of the Church, it's not a big deal if you have some little folk saints here and there. But it seems like there is some real concern that Santa Muerte may be evil or idolatrous or what else, heretical, blasphemous, and stuff like that. But it's pretty interesting, and it is, I guess we could just talk about this saint, who's not a real person, it's just the sort of a personification of death. But this Saint Death is usually depicted as basically a skeleton, a female skeleton that is usually holding one of those things that the Sith or Scythe, how do you say that word?
Scythe?
Scythe? Something like that. Just like the Grim Reaper, like the harvesting tool that people use. Also, she's depicted as having like a pet owl, which is an Aztec symbol of death. And so people worship her with shrines and statues and candles and all sorts of things like that. They bring her gifts like tequila, chocolate, cigarettes, fruit. So it doesn't sound like it's really very Catholic, really, to be worshiping this figure. And so that's one of the concerns here. But there seems to be this emerging tradition focused around this figure that has popped up in just the last couple of decades, really. So I have never heard of this person or this figure, Santa Muerte. Have you?
I haven't either, but I am familiar with the imagery associated with her. Don't really know how I know it, but yeah, I've definitely seen that kind of iconic skeletal figure who, you know, has the shroud, the scythe, who has an owl often, and apparently she is also sometimes associated with Katrina, who is this icon of the Mexican Day of the Dead, who I think many people maybe have seen images of her, and so she's this skeleton wearing this kind of fancy old-timey hat that has feathers on it, and so a lot of the times on the Day of the Dead in Mexico, which is when people, it's kind of their day to get in touch with the people that they've lost, and you know, respect their ancestors and everything. On that day, a lot of the times people will paint their faces into this sugar skull makeup that links back to Katrina, who is kind of similar to Santa Muerte, but is more secular. So people don't really worship her, but her image is similar to that of Santa Muerte.
Oh, okay. So I don't know anything about this Katrina person, but you brought up the Day of the Dead, which is basically like, takes place at the same time as like Halloween, from like October 31st to November 2nd, which is associated with the All Saints Day or All Souls Day of Catholic tradition. So that's, so yeah, it's the imagery seems very similar, but also very different in terms of like, you know, like one being just... And for a lot of people, this actual religious ceremony associated with the Catholic Church in Mexico, as opposed to this other figure who has some of the same features, but is not really necessarily part of that tradition, is my understanding. So we'll talk all about this, and this is kind of new to me, but... It is. Did you see that Coco movie?
Yes, I saw that.
I guess
movie.
That's. I was thinking about that just a second ago when you brought up Day of the Dead.
Yeah, I think a lot of people now associate that movie Coco with Day of the Dead. It's a very sweet movie about family and you know, connections between people.
Yeah, I saw it. It's pretty good. I fell asleep during... I have to see it again because I fell asleep during part of it, but I liked what I saw. So yeah, I did want to mention Day of the Dead a little bit because this is kind of connected to the fact that in Mexican culture and a lot of other cultures in that region, there is a certain, I don't want to call it fascination, but there is this respect or this extra sort of thought that goes into the dead. And... this is can be seen in figures like Santa Muerte and also this ceremony of the Day of the Dead, which is this annual thing in Mexico. All right, so we're going to go ahead now and read the first half of the article, Worshipping Death.